Franny and Liam, solving all the world's problems. If you got a problem, tell Franny and Liam. Franny and Liam, they're solving all the world's problems. If you got a problem, tell Franny and Liam. They'll solve it good.
We're back once more.
Yay! It's the most regular, irregular podcast on the airwaves. Liam Pickford, how are we?
I'm fine. It's like the latent IBS of the world. How are you, my colleague, Freddie Quinn?
As good as can be, to be honest with you. We're doing a podcast. We're sat in the flat. We're chilling out. It's fine.
It's good. And you're wearing the cause of your death on your hoodie.
I'm wearing a Chubba Chubbs hoodie.
Yes!
A visual gag doesn't work particularly well on the airwaves, does it?
No, but you were astute enough to correct my folly and explain it.
That's why we work well. It's the chemistry betwixt us.
It is.
I said Twix because it's got chocolate in it.
You did. Fat.
Yeah. Good. It's taken exactly a minute and a half and Liam has already called me fat. This is great. And what would usually happen at this point is I'd go, yeah, well, you're unemployed scum. But I can't do that anymore. Because I am also now an employed scum. Hooray!
You lost your job because you called your boss a cunt.
Well, no, it's not because I called my boss a cunt.
Oh, so calling him a cunt was a consequence of the job losing.
Well, he said, right, he sacked me, and then he says it's two reasons. It's one because of your punctuality, and that's fair enough, because I've been late for at least half an hour for every day from December until April. But he also said it's because of your attitude. And I said, right, well, give me examples of when my attitude was wrong. And he said, right, it's your attitude in general, blah, 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 blah. And then I called him a cunt. And he was like, see? I was like, well, no, because this is a consequence of you sacking me. So, you know what I mean? It's not like I go around and go, hiya, you cunt. You know, so it's...
We've said cunt 10 times now.
Yeah, we have, haven't we? Breaking all the rules.
That was a great... I've just kicked a bottle...
Have you?
Yeah.
Gee, it's all kicking off. That's why people tune into this podcast. They never know what's going to happen.
No, they don't. Vikings.
So, yeah, stay tuned for this week's episode of the podcast. It's going to be lots of laugh and mirth.
It's going to be like Enid Blyton.
Yeah, because she was full of laughs and mirth, wasn't she?
She played naked tennis.
No.
I read it, so it's true.
Where did you read it?
It's a book or something.
Oh, good. That was a part of the famous five that I didn't read.
Famous five.
Did Enid Blyton write the famous five?
Yes, she did. She wrote all of them.
Okay, good.
Every character.
That's the thing about this podcast. You learn as well. You learn things. So, yeah, stay tuned. We're going to be talking about nonsense. And you never know. We don't know when we'll be releasing the next one of this. So just sit back and enjoy the crap out of it.
Do.
Good. Current affairs. Here we go. It's the first section. Liam, are you excited?
I am, because you just said, here we go.
I know, it's like we're on a waltzer of mediocrity.
Yeah, really,
isn't it?
A crap fair.
Yeah, this is the current affairs section. You should know by now, the 20 or 30 regular listeners that we've got. This is the section where we discuss current affairs that are going on in the papers right now and attempt to solve the problem. So I've got from here, from... The Daily Star, amazingly
it's
enough.
It's 15p cheaper than the next reputable publication.
I've got Fury as BGT girl aged 11 sings of sex and drugs.
Bi, gay, trans.
Yep. That was my joke from earlier on, wasn't it? We said that off air and I said bi, gay, trans. Liam had a little laugh. I know he's stolen it.
So. I have. Like a thief.
You just... Take anything that twinkles, don't
so
you?
So what's the problem here, mate?
Well, the problem is, according to the newspaper, that an 11-year-old girl, she went on Britain's Got... I'll read it out, it's probably easier than summarising it. Telly fans have blasted Britain's Got Talent bosses for letting a girl aged just 11 sing about sex and drugs. Are you gobsmacked, Liam?
I'm shocked. I've just shit in me brogue in protest.
Little... Oh, God, I can't say her name. Azanda Jazeel, maybe?
I never heard of her.
Okay, let's do this again. Little girl.
Little girl. Says Freddie as he cruises around the streets of Willington in a little Tykes car. Little girl. Fucking hell.
Oh, dear. That wasn't meant to sound as... right. Little girl stole the... I need to get through this. Little girl stole the show at the weekend when millions watched her brilliant rendition of Rihanna's song Diamonds. You know that song?
Is it new?
Not really.
Is it by the Smiths?
No.
Is it by
Rihanna?
Never heard of him.
No, it's the one that goes, beautiful like a diamond in the sky, shine bright like a diamond. You know that one?
Oh, the Norwegian one.
Sure. But BGT chiefs and Xander's parents came under fire for letting her perform like the sexy chart-topping diva. Worried viewers took to forums to brand the performance disgusting and claimed the child was being exploited.
Sorry. Worried. If they were worried, they'd have attacked the studios with nets and harpoons.
I think
instead of sitting at home going, oh, I feel really quite indignant about all of this. It's time my opinion was heard.
I like how worried the child is being exploited, as if mum and dad have gone, you've got a talent and you're going to be famous, and she's gone, no, me as an 11-year-old, I don't want that.
Yeah,
bullshit.
What they did, they tattooed like Nike and Adidas into her retinas so that when she blinked, it was projected into the faces of the audience.
Oh, God.
She really exploited, you know, because she was used to advertise wheelbarrows and garden centres.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, this is... I mean, this, on stage, she strutted around, mimicking her idol's poses and vocals, like any 11-year-old girl does
like
when they're listening to...
Like on Stars in Their Eyes?
Yeah, like anything that's ever happened before in the history of man. This is it here, right? You know, it said it's about sex and drugs. This is the lyric that the Daily Star have taken out to emphasise how disgusting this is. Her choice of song included the lyrics, I see a vision of ecstasy when you hold me. Now, really? I mean, they're clearly not talking about the pill there, is it? It's not, when you hold me, I just see loads of pills everywhere. That's not what they...
Like... I don't know what pills are, and I've never taken them.
No,
but like, if you imagine tablets, it don't get you going, does it?
No.
Unless you have heartburn and you can see some Rennies, all bright and shining like the Lord.
Oh dear, you have to be of a certain ilk to see pharmacist things as a lubricant. You know that.
I just go in. Boots and just start rubbing myself against the loofers. Oh God, is that
are you looking to purchase any? No, I'm just browsing.
Back in half an hour, you better bleeding will be. Give me that ticket, stick it on my head and staple it in with your sex stationery. Boom. Oh, how did we get on to talking about erotic stationery? Because it's kind of so far off topic now.
I've got no idea. But
let's off road.
This is what I've come to expect from doing podcasts with you, Liam.
I'm sorry.
It's a roller coaster ride if the roller coaster didn't have a track.
that'd just be a buggy.
Yeah, well, that's what you are. You're a buggy, Liam. Nice. Anyway, another one here. Right, hang about. It says, this is another lyric, and I'm presuming that this is a more drugs-infused lyric.
Right.
Palms rise to the universe as we moonshine and molly. Now, I don't know what that means, mate. I know what moonshine is. No idea what molly could be.
Do you reckon like someone did, and that's why they got so very annoyed?
Well, that's it. If I, as a 24-year-old man that definitely doesn't drink or take drugs, if I don't know what that means, how would an 11-year-old girl know what that means?
No idea. And also, like, molly... Like, if anyone does know this modern patois, then do get in touch and help us out, because it just seems baffling and terrifying.
I think it's probably like a thing for cocaine, isn't it?
What?
Molly. Hey, you want a bit of molly?
Oh, that might be it, yeah. Or it might be for MDMA.
No, because MDMA is Mandy, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be Molly and all, though.
Molly, Mandy... Just any girl's name beginning with M.
Any suggestion for Rosie and Jim before it?
Do you want a bit of Margaret? Johnson Margaret?
Hey, get me a bag of hot steaming Beryl. I'm going
If drugs were named after the names of old ladies, that'd be so
women good. Who work in Greggs.
Oh, goodness me.
Nice bag of Janet.
The problem here, I think, is what song should she have sung or could she have sung that would have avoided this whole fracas?
Well, I think most songs, I don't know many, but the ones I do know... Like,
you only know six, don't
I
you?
I only know six songs, but the ones I know are all about like either sex, drugs, or both. So what did they want to do? Fucking sing a hymn. Come back, my lord, come back. With the old Whitney Houston.
Well, no, that wouldn't work because it's got cum in it, hasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, don't. So. I'm outraged. Let's write something. Quick. Somebody needs to know.
It's got to be on a forum, hasn't it?
Get me a gun. I want to kill someone.
I actually, off the top of my head, I can't think of a single song that's ever been going that doesn't have any reference to sex and drugs.
I could do. Pineapples, yeah, that could mean pineapples. Ovaries.
Yeah, push pineapples, pushing drugs, mate. Drug pushing trade. Drugs.
Me.
Shake a tree, that's what happens when you take pineapple, you start shaking everywhere.
Yeah, you do. If you take, like, kids, this is serious, stay away from pineapple. Because I knew a bloke who took a wazzle bag full of dancing tropical fruit and he's still quivering like a shit chicken. He can't even do his job anymore. He were a traffic warden, but he's too quivery to stick the tickets on the windscreen. Don't do pineapple, kids. And stay away from plum.
Oh, plum, you don't want to mess with
my
plum.
My mate choked to death on plum.
That is... I don't know where to take that, to be honest with you.
Just take it.
Officially run its course.
It was good, though.
I think we're just solving a problem rather than coming up with an alternative here. I think
we're just solving a problem, and the podcast called Freddie and Liam Solve Problems.
Yeah, so in a sense, we're done.
Nice bag of Janet.
What's your problem, Liam?
Oh, this is a doozy. It's from the Sun newspaper. And what I've done, because Dear Deirdre, she's in it. She's a woman who can't keep her nose out.
Oh, I know Dear Deirdre.
Yeah, and there's this one from this bloke.
If anyone doesn't know, Dear Deirdre is an agony aunt.
And it is fucking agony.
Oh, God,
to read
yeah.
It. Like, this is, right, I'm getting bed and board, and they've spelt board as in body, from my lonely landlady. And now this, like, I don't write many letters. But I wouldn't start one
not
with...
Not in this computerized
not
age.
Not with this, no. So anyway, where are my quills? I had sex on the sofa with my landlady, and after I found her watching porn...
How did he find her watching porn?
Well, this is how. He's working away, and he needed to use the bathroom. Then he went downstairs to get a snack, as you do after a difficult piss. You know, if it's a proper traumatic one, if it's more yellow than you expected, that can make you want some
You've
sort of
You've got to keep on top of your glucose rates, haven't you?
You have, really. You have. He could hear noises coming from the lounge, right?
What's she doing watching it in the lounge, the dirty bitch?
It's her house.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, I think, like, if I was ever having lodgers, I'd say, look, right?
I'd watch it in the hallway.
I'd watch it on the roof. Hiya, guys.
Night, night.
No. No, and then you go, what was that? Little girl. Whispering that through locks. He got a big surprise when he saw his landlady watching a sexy video. So then he just fucked her.
Really?
Yeah, and now, like, he says, I get the feeling this is just like a business deal for her.
Oh, is it more for him?
Yeah, he feels upset, which I think is quite sweet.
Does he feel upset for shagging her in return for accommodation, or does he feel upset because he genuinely likes her?
He genuinely likes her, like...
Really?
And she said, now, this is where I get sceptical of what actually occurred, because you don't say this to someone. When I came home, she'd asked me if I'd enjoyed myself the night before. Of course I said yes, so she said we could relieve each other's frustration.
That's ridiculous.
Now, have you ever have you ever like copped off and then the next day
I'll stop you there.
Sent a text and gone, hello, I enjoyed relieving my frustration with you. Would you like to relieve other frustrations at a future date?
No.
It doesn't happen,
does usually
it?
When I text back, it's purely for legal purposes. Hello, I enjoyed our consensual night together.
Would you please print this off, sign it, and post it back? I have enclosed a second class stamp.
I've enclosed a stamped addressed envelope.
Don't sniff the stamp. Whatever you do.
Oh, God.
Right, so the problem... Deirdre says that if you want a committed relationship, doesn't sound like she's the right person for you.
You see... Oh, God. You see, I could tell what Deirdre was going to say before she was even going to say.
That's because she probably wrote the letter.
She's always going to say... Oh, well, oh, you should really talk to him about your feelings.
Or ring my premium rate line.
Yeah, ring my premium rate line that lives by you about new bedsits in your area.
There's only so many words I can fit in this response.
Yeah.
I'll give you the gist and then ring this very expensive telephone number to talk to a machine.
Do you reckon anyone does that?
No, I don't think so.
People
Rich
do.
Rich says yes.
Producer Rich is nodding his head. Well, I think that the son probably paid Dear Deirdre to do this.
I'd imagine it's a job. But I think the main message here is don't pump your landlady.
Yeah, that's... I don't even see that as a problem, to be quite honest with you.
You wouldn't, though.
Well, no, I don't, really.
Your landlady's Lewis Charlesworth. Lewis Charlesworth, for those of you who don't know, is a man...
Gonna be a weird way to leave the first section, though, isn't it?
I think right. Don't have sex with your landlady.
Don't have sex with your landlady. Instead, switch on Britain's Got Talent because there's a sexy young girl.
What a cracking callback!
Hey, singing about sex and drugs. And if that doesn't get you Whipple going, go into booths and just stroke yourself over the paracetamol.
I would love to see a fat child with one of their mats with a propeller on. You know, the little tiny one.
Yeah.
Singing a rude song. A really rude song.
There's a reason that you're not in charge of what's on television, and for the life of me, I don't know what it is.
I'm a visionary.
You're certainly something.
Don't shag your landlady.
And
shag Freddie instead.
Don't be 11 and sing about drugs on television.
Take that, world.
Problem
solved.
Your emails.
We are precisely one third of the way through this cavalcade of nonsense that is Freddie and Liam solve all the world's problems. Thank you for that. In fact, we're not really one third of the way through, are we? Because we had an introduction. I can't be bothered doing the maths.
Freddie likes fractions.
That's not even true. If you're going to start a rumour, at least make it, in some way juicy.
Five Finger Limited Edition.
You're like a shit Max Clifford.
How dare you? Right, we've got this bit now is where you, the listener, gets the chance to get involved with the show so it looks like we care what you have to say, but we don't because we're not bothered. So don't write them, not even asked.
That's a brilliant way of getting more people to email. That's really good. You've thought about that really well.
It's reverse psychology.
Yeah, don't email us ever, please email us. Good, okay. Should we crack on with the emails? We've got some really good ones this week. We've been inundated. Do you know how many thousands we've had?
Less than one.
Yeah. Right, so let's get started with the listener emails.
Okay, our first email says, Dear Freddie and Liam, I wonder if you could help me with a matter of the heart. I recently got caught in a compromising position with some mandrels. What started out as innocent fun and games with a large gourd and a bottle of Malibu rapidly escalated into a full-blown man-on-mandrel bacchanalia. This led my employers to suspend me from my job in the monkey house of a well-known British zoo. Sadly, I'm now forbidden within 500 yards of my favourite mandrel, Flossie. Truly ours is the love that cannot speak its name, although she can grunt quite beguilingly when she's in the mood. What can I do? What would you do? Help me, Freddie and Liam. You're my only hope. Sincerely, Handsome Derek.
This is an odd one, isn't it?
Fairly odd, and I didn't even write this one.
It's almost like it's been contrived to some extent.
It does. So the problem here is, does Handsome Derek like the Mandrills?
Handsome Derek really likes the Mandrills, and from what I can gather, the Mandrill... No, so not Mandrills. Let's get it right. He's faithful to one Mandrill called Flossie. You know, let's not tar him with a brush that he fucks loads of monkeys. He just has sex with the... Mandrills are monkeys, aren't they?
I'd imagine so. Science.
Good. That's why you're on this as much as anything else, because you know more than me.
It's like a Dewey categorising system, isn't it?
It's like a terrible game of Trivial Pursuit. I don't know where this sound's come from, but already I hate it.
I just think like that it makes it the podcast more dynamic. Like
it makes the podcast more sexualised.
Like it's Zorro.
You're trying to sexualise our podcast, Liam.
We were talking about someone pumping a monkey. Sorry. Oh, I crossed the line. Obviously my fault. I was the one who brought in bacchanalia with zoo animals.
Is that what...
I'm leaving.
Is that what the shagging of zoo animals is called?
According to the email.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You've got a good memory, haven't you?
I have, yeah. But it's tarnished like an old table.
So right, okay.
I reckon what you need to do is forge a new identity and just...
You're talking some fake moustache?
Fake moustache.
The little glasses that you can get with a yeah. nose.
Flippers. And a scooter.
Yeah, but the problem is that the mandrill might not recognise its lover.
It would if you went, psst, it's me.
Just removed your moustache. Yeah, yeah. No, we've got to keep it on.
Or if you had one of them newspapers with eye holes cut out and you just slowly took the paper down and went, you did a wink and then put it back like a Russian spy.
I'm not particularly hot with UK law, but I imagine that it is illegal
to have... sorry, did you just say, I'm not hot with UK law?
That's true. That's true.
Buster Quinn over here.
Yeah. It may come as a surprise to some of you listening to the podcast to know that I have not been trained as a lawyer.
Morgan Quinman.
Morgan Quinman. Every day is a little boy. That was the worst Morgan Freeman
every impression. Every day I get a, oh my, email about the mandrills.
Well, at least my impression wasn't a bit racist. So that's wasn't good.
He does say, oh my.
Yeah, but you were eating chicken when you said that.
Thought it's real good. Not eating chicken.
For the benefit of those
people... I'm eating
people,
guinea fowl.
Liam, put the shoe polish down. Stop blacking up, Liam. Stop it. God almighty, you can't get the people nowadays.
Coming up later, we'll be blacking up live on air.
Oh, dear God. Every time I think we can't stoop any lower, we do. We do. Right, okay. So, it's probably not legal to have sex with a mandrill in the UK.
Probably not.
So, we need to get these people
move to
a place.
Hungary.
Is it legal in Hungary?
It is now.
Good. Right, okay. So, how would you get Flossie and Handsome Derek? Handsome Derek. How would you get Flossie and Handsome Derek to Hungary?
I would enter him for... Not enter him. Not on Britain's Got Talent.
With their sexualised performances. Okay, so how would you get the mandrills? How would you get them out of the zoo and into Hungary?
Get a crate.
A crate?
A nice one, though.
Okay, yeah, got
like,
nice.
A luxury crate.
Velvet-lined crate.
Yeah, yeah, with like a tiny chimp jacuzzi and that, and a selection of them small bottles of liquor. And then you just post it. Just write, too hungry. And it'll get there.
So you suggest... I would say that he should offer to buy the mandrill. Because...
I know, but then like the mandrill might think freedom and then run away.
Well, then it's not true love, is it?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. You know what? Handsome Derek? You've got to get out of the country, find your own way, get to Hungary. If she stays with you, you'll know it's true love.
Problem solved.
Problem partially solved.
This next email says, hello chaps, I've recently started dabbling in Satanism with mixed results. Apart from the lingering smell of sulfur, what are the downsides? Yours in perpetual darkness, rotten Rita Ravenscroft.
Rotten Rita has become quite the staple of this podcast, having emailed exactly 75% of the time that we've been running it.
She has. She's been a cracker. Yeah. So,
I didn't have it down as a Satanist, to be honest with you. I thought Rotten Rita was more of a pseudonym rather than a real name.
Yeah, Satanism is folly.
Is it?
Well, Marilyn Manson, most famous Satanist.
Yeah.
Knocking about at the moment, right? He's terrible.
Is he? I like Marilyn Manson.
I don't. He's about as scary as flumps.
Yeah, but I don't think he's...
It's not scary. My 12-year-old brother, like, do you know what he calls him?
No.
A silly knobhead.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just point at pictures of him and go, who's that? Goes Marilyn Manson, the silly knobhead.
Well, I don't know enough about Satanism to suggest that there
about
are any
Satan?
Downsides. Oh, it's just the worship of Satan.
Well, there used to be a Satanist party run in Ashton that me and my mate got invited to.
That is amazing.
And we didn't end up going. But no. Apparently it was just a load of fat women being tied to chairs.
Really?
Well, that sort of thing went on, yeah.
Well, I suppose chair tied is a downside. Cause...
Yeah, I mean, what a waste of furniture.
And rope.
Basically, we've come to the conclusion that Satanism is a massive waste of materials in what is a very difficult time economically.
You
could have used that rope to hang yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need a bit more, obviously. Chain.
I need a bit more. Steel wire rope.
Then your head would be like bobbing all dismembered along the road like a disused football. Taking a bit of a dark turn, although we are talking about Satanism.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So well within our purview.
Also as well, I imagine if you worship Satan, then that means you go to hell.
Yeah, and open to going to hell. It'd be really bad if you ended up going to heaven.
That'd be terrible.
That'd be hell for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because you just wouldn't fit in.
Exactly.
I imagine hell's pretty hot.
You feel like Jimmy Nail.
If you don't like hot weather, probably Satanism isn't for you.
Yeah, well, it depends. Like, unless there's this disease, I think it's called Raynaud's disease, right? Where, like, if you live in a certain temperature, I read this in Bella, right? What happened? My gran gets it.
So many questions, but go on.
Right? If you go out in a certain temperature,
yeah,
your skin begins to, like, sort of break down. Like when you leave ice cream out on a flag. Just begins to melt. So, like, unless he's got Raynaud's disease, be all right.
Yep, okay. So that's another downside. I suppose having that terrible affliction is a downside to anything, really.
The boy had it. He had to move to... No, sorry, it's if it's too cold. I was thinking, he moved to Australia...
You'd be the best doctor in the world. Whatever you do, stay in cold places. Leaves the office.
Doctor, you said I'd be safe. I know, Billy. But the problem is, I'm dangerously underqualified. Not even a doctor.
If he ever comes back, you just look like a banana that's been run over by a truck. Terrible.
Billy! And I'd hold him up to the light going, why?
They don't train you for this in medical school, no!
All we did was inject each other with prescription painkillers. None of this.
So yeah, I hope that's answered your question about Satanism.
I forgot what the question was.
It was what are the downsides to Raynaud's disease?
And I fucked that up. Royally.
You know what we should have done? We should have done a podcast where we pretend to be doctors. like properly just pretend to be doctors.
Dr. Quinn, medicine tub.
If you're counting, listeners, that is the second fat reference of the show.
Pill flabbing it.
Third. Okay, so I don't know quite where to take this. I would say that there aren't any downsides to Satanism.
It's
apart
a great
from
idea.
Apart from its use of materials, its commitment. You've got to be pretty committed to it, haven't you?
Yeah.
And the fact that it's quite hot in hell. So, you know, if you're prepared for all those three things, if you've got a good job and you like hot weather, yeah, go for it, Rita. Satanism might be for you. Let us know how it works out. Problem
solved.
Okay, this next email is simply entitled Liam Pickford. I'm worried that Liam Pickford has a head shaped like a turnip, yet he accuses others, like the classically beautiful Will Duggan, of the same affliction. I fear he is a twat. Yours, William R. Duggan, Esquire, sent from his iPhone.
Right, you turnip-headed prick. Right, all I did was say he looked like a turnip. And if you look at him, he does look like a turnip. He proper looks like a root vegetable, right? Now, if anything, I look like a German or a Russian man with some sort of hormone deficiency. If he'd have said that, that would have been fine. He does. Go and watch him. He'll do his comedy. He'll go on Somebody Order a Dickhead. And then he'll start talking. And if you put him next to a Swede, you'd start talking to the Swede. Not a Swedish person. I'm on about the vegetable. But I'm completely... Like, I did call him a turnip, to be fair. That much is true. But Freddy's just pulled out his foot and it looks like it belongs to a fawn.
I've said before... that your face looks like you've had a mild allergic reaction to everything around you.
Yeah, I am allergic to life, fundamentally.
Because it looks kind of swollen at all times.
That's because I've got a jaw.
You don't have a jaw.
I have, look at that.
Oh, you do?
It's like a right angle, it's terrible.
You do.
You want to see me chomp conkers.
It's like, ah! If I'm picking flaws in your appearance, and I've only got a certain amount of time to do it, your eyebrows are ridiculous.
What? Why are they ridiculous?
Because they just are. Doesn't he have weird eyebrows? Yeah, they're really defined for the first half. And then for the second half, they go, oh, I can't be arsed with this. They just
I've not even shaved them off.
Have you not?
No, they've just like been like that forever.
Yeah.
But what's the problem? Me.
The problem is that Will Duggan, who... I love Will, but... I can see what you say when he looks like a turnip.
He looks like a turnip.
I can see. He's a very attractive guy. I mean, I'd shag him.
But the thing is, right? We were doing a thing, like, and I said he looked like a turnip.
We were
and
in this farm.
Everyone laughed. I was in this farm and I buried him by accident.
His little legs poking out of the ground.
I accidentally used him in a winter mash. And he's like, not having this. Mash in May, really? That's what he said.
Well, I can see how you can say he looks like a turnip. I can
right.
see that.
Thank
That's
you.
Fine.
Thank you.
Do you look like a turnip? No, not really.
Not an appetizing one, certainly.
No, because you've got a really square head. I mean, you've got a lot going on. and your quiff is
majestic.
Majestic. Like a shit wave. It's just...
Look, right, at least I don't look like fucking fat Cadfael. Walk around like an egg...
Fat reference number four.
You look like an egg monk. If you fry a tuck, there you go.
Oh dear.
This has opened up a Pandora's box of self-loathing and resentment.
Yeah, you know... You've
ruined this podcast, Will. Yeah. Just because I called you a turnip, there's no need to... Or... I've been so hard done by being called something I do actually look like. So, just open with it, mate. Thank me later.
Problem.
Solved.
Okay, and this email comes from Anna Little, who says, problem, you two are my problem. Solve that.
How's this? Two of these have been terrible. What have we been given? Why don't you write a symphony with this toddler's arm?
You know what? I don't think we are problems. I think we're solvers.
Yeah, we are. We're
selfless. Solve more problems than we cause.
Well, you do, but
you cause a lot of problems.
I cause a lot of problems, but no, I just think we're just two young, ambitious lads having a go at the world.
Yeah. So lay off our backs, Anna.
Our massive backs.
Lay off our huge, burden-filled backs.
Said, I look like...
Right, Anna, you know what? If we're your problem, don't listen anymore. All
yeah,
right, please listen.
Fuck
please
off.
Keep listening. Please keep listening. Please. please, Anna, please, Anna, please. This has gotten less funny as I did it, hasn't it?
Do 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 do.
Right, this is pittered out. I think we should
pitter bread.
Pitter bread. Right. Problem. 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 Right. Okay. Solved.
No.
Prob.
Shut up.
Oh, fuck. I'll do it myself. Problem solved.
Solved.
World problem.
This is the bit, the final part of the show. Liam, show your excitement now. Great, just great. This is the final part of the show, listeners, where we solve a world problem. And this world problem affects both of us in some way, because the world problem that we have chose to solve is...
Unemployment.
Unemployment, because you've been long-term unemployed now, haven't you?
Yeah, like 9 months.
9 months, what was your last job?
I could have had a child.
There are so many things wrong with that. What was your last job doing?
I worked in a call centre selling pieces of the internet.
Pieces of the internet?
For a day.
Internet land.
I got sacked after a day.
Why did they sack you?
Because I was woefully unsuited to the position.
Why were you woefully unsuited to the position?
Because, right, I don't like phone books. I don't like talking to people. Mm-hmm. I don't like selling pieces of the internet. And the job entailed flicking through phone books, speaking to people and selling pieces of the internet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, they said I'd lacked the killer instinct needed for sales.
The killer instinct? Mm. You're not really a killer, are you?
No, I'm more of a sort of...
pacifist.
Yeah, I suppose so. But, like, the guy who was in said, like, he was a really small bloke and he was called Daz or something. You know, one of them names. And I was like, yeah, you're doing really well. You're doing really well. And I was like sweating and shaking with rage.
That sounds terrible. I've been unemployed now. This is my second week of unemployment.
Jesus.
Yeah, I got sacked, didn't I?
You did, because you had a terrible attitude. Yeah, well, Your attitude was too killer.
We covered this in the first section, didn't we?
Callback.
Callback to the first section. Yes, it's not been good, but I've had 3 interviews, another couple lined up.
Well, that's good.
But it's very difficult because there's no way that I am in any way sort of, I'm just underqualified compared to everybody else. So it might well be that I have to take a job in some sort of call centre.
Well, there is that. I mean, like at the moment, like as somebody who looks through job pages every single day, they are the only kind of recurring roles, and there's about. I read somewhere there's about 10 people going for every one job position advertised.
That's absolutely scary. That's
terrifying,
that's
isn't it?
That's terrifying. I read on The Guardian, actually. This is a fact, so you can take
fact. Fact.
Yeah. Unemployment. This is on The Guardian as well, so you know it's a fact. Unemployment among UK women rises to 25-year high.
Say that like it's an achievement.
Hooray!
All-time high.
It probably is an achievement for the Tories, isn't it?
No, they are evil, though. What is it? 2.56 million people.
Is that it?
Yeah. Unemployed. And they're the people that are just signing on.
Yeah.
So there are people who probably, like,
well,
lost
I don't
the job.
Sign on.
No, exactly. So you're one of the ones not included.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it, really?
But, like, no one told me that. I knew my degree was pointless.
What's your degree in again?
It's in drama.
Yeah.
Thanks. And, you know, what it is, like, it's these people coming over, these Norwegians, taking all our theatre management jobs.
Oh, those...
Coming over here.
Dirty Scandinavians.
That is the natural reaction, though.
Yeah.
Is to blame other people.
That's what you were on about the other day when you shouted, damn scannies.
I did, because I really wanted to be a Scania engineer.
it is actually really hard at the moment to find any sort of work. I rung up the place to be a teacher, and so I rung up because I've got So I've got a 2-1. They'll give you a bursary to be a teacher. Right? Yeah. The bursary is £4,000. And they're like, wow, we'll give you £4,000. And that's over 10 months. And so you work that out. That's £400 a month.
Yeah.
That's crap.
It is rubbish.
Like, what can you possibly do with £400 a month? I can't.
I've one amazing night.
Yeah, you could either pay your rent and get like 6 grams of cocaine.
Yeah, don't pay your rent. If you're paying rent, don't pay it. Well, and then put on loads of weight so they have to hire a team of bailiffs to take you out of a huge tarpaulin.
Where's the money for the rent? I spent it on chocolates.
I spent it on glory.
Yeah, I've got to, you know, you've got to think about what you're buying now, because, like, usually for breakfast, I'd have some sort of salmon. what they have today? A steak, bacon, and ice bun.
You did. It went in Greg's, and you were there like it was Willy Wonka's chocolate factory or anything. You know, like in them Disney films where the child's like, oh, my God, look at this wondrous place. And that's depressing at a place like Greg's, which used to be a symbol of those who were down on the luck, the last vestige of shittiness in a widely middle-class environment. It has now become the El Dorado.
There was a Willy Wonka-esque river of sausage meat that ran straight through the middle of the shop.
Well, that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it really ties in with what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Unemployment, eh? What would you do? If you could do any job, what would you do? Don't say comedy like a dick.
No, I'd like to be a pilot.
Really?
But I'm no good at maths.
What?
You need to be good at maths, like have a basic understanding of physics and aeronautics in order to capably fly an aircraft.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't think...
Did you just think it was like a train? Plane, go! Plane, land! Land plane! Like it was fucking Budgie the helicopter or something. I'm not going at all on this plane. It's not got a face. No wonder the furthest you've been is Darwin. That's the furthest you've been this year because you refuse to believe in science.
What can I do now? Now I've got unemployment, right? What can I do?
Get a job.
Great. What job should I get?
Town crier.
Town crier.
Or town fryer.
You finished?
Because you're fat.
Yeah, well...
Sorry.
You are kicking me while I'm down here, Liam.
Well, it's very easy to do with these brogues.
Right, so what else should I do? What else? I've got skills.
Have you got mad skills, though?
I've got mad skills. I'm pretty good at slaying dragons.
Aren't you good at selling women's underwear?
Oh, God almighty, I knew we'd get back to this. When I was about 19, I...
Fatty Bra Buckles.
I had my own website.
Called Fatty Bra.
Sold fancy dress and lingerie, and it was not called Fatty Bra Buckles. Because that would be a marketing faux pas, you stupid northern tit. Yeah. And
was it called Lardrobe?
Lardrobe doesn't even work. It's just...
Was it called...
Come on. What else could it have been called? Come on.
Become a roof thatcher. Called Thatched Roofs. But spelt fat, because you're fat.
Well, I've got a job for you, Liam. Have you ever thought about becoming a careers advisor?
I have, actually.
Or maybe a personal fitness trainer.
Yeah, I'm good.
I could go to the gym and you could make terrible fat puns until I'm so mad I just get on a treadmill just to shut you up.
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
Give us a tenner and we'll go to Fitness Direct.
Should we go now? Let's go.
Right, thank you for listening to this utter self-indulgent debacle.
If you've enjoyed this, and let's be fair, you have enjoyed it. Everyone enjoys listening to this. It's the best podcast ever, isn't it, Liam?
It's the best podcast for speech impediments. the world has ever known.
Yeah. So if you've enjoyed this and you want these to keep going, you know what you need to do. You need to like our Facebook page. You need to rate us on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes. And most of all, you need to keep doing what, Liam? Liam has just held...
Oh, God, we were so close to wrapping up the fucking podcast. All we had to do was say email Liam.
We were so... I literally...
20 minutes.
I literally... I literally... Producer Richie's having a meltdown because we were so close to wrap it up. Oh, and Liam held up...
Smooth.
Liam held up...
Going so well.
Liam held up a leaflet for homeless people that made him laugh. And it's a little boy looking sad with what looks like a bin bag tied around him. And it says, it's all shot in black and white. And it says, just like this leaflet, John is used to being ignored. And that made Liam cry laughing. That is the quality that you as a listener listen to. So if you want more of these podcasts, and I swear to God, Liam, don't find anything else to distract you. There's a box of Swan matches on there if you want to go nuts with them. Just like this. Just like... Oh, for fuck's sake, now I'm losing the plot. Just like everything that we've talked about today, if you... He's got the matches. Now he's shaking the matches on the microphone. This has all gone wrong. If you want to hear more of these podcasts, because God almighty, we love doing them. Poor Rich nearly has an aneurysm trying to edit the damn things. If you want to hear more of these, you need to like us on Facebook. You need to rate us as 5 stars on iTunes. You need to tell all your friends and family. And most importantly, Liam, what do you need to do?
Emails.
Emails. You need to email us. And the email address for us is senduryourproblems@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and we'll see you the next time we bother to do this. Liam, do you want to say anything before we go?
No.
No. Thank you very much.
Remember John.
Remember John.
From the leaflet.
God almighty. Thank you very much.
Don't
we'll
ignore
see
him.
You next week / month.
Bye.
Freddie and Liam solving all the world's problems. If you got a problem, tell Freddie and Liam. Freddie and Liam, they're solving all the world's problems. If you got a problem, tell Freddie and Liam. Freddie and Liam, they're solving all the world's problems. If you got a problem, tell Freddie and Liam. Freddie and Liam, they're solving all the world's problems. If you got a problem, tell Freddie and Liam. They'll solve it good.